So some posers on Twitter were talking about how black metal never had any internal diversity. It never had any variation. It was just this monolithic thing that droned on like a fan in the background. But the fact is, black metal, like death metal, like thrash, like speed metal, like underground metal in general, and like hardcore punk, always had a great deal of internal variation because it was driven by creativity motivated toward expressing an idea. And this made it unique in a world of pop music designed simply to convince you of the bourgeois fiction that you should do nothing but satisfy your individual desires, your precious, sacred, Christ-blessed individual desires. Underground music got outside of all of that. It said there's a world out there, beyond the chrome, beyond the plastic, beyond all the platitudes spoken by the United Nations, by the churches, by the large corporations, and by all the people who have a vested interest in you being impotent and neutral with the inertia of self-satisfaction. Underground music is about discovering the wild, wild world and finding the complexity of life to be far more interesting than the human ghetto. With this show, we introduce black metal and death metal that aim at an ambient experience to show you that before black gaze, shoegaze, emo, and all of the other variations of the pop music paradigm, metal was there first.
We'll be right back.
There you have it for tonight, an ambient metal cornucopia, a festival of darkness. If you need the track list, hit the website. Otherwise, Heil Satan.